This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Transportation will be called to order. We welcome our internet listeners, and Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Boland.
Here.
Curd. Russell. Solano.
Here.
Frerichs.
Here.
Stalzer. Otten.
Here. We do have a quorum. With that, I'll ask everybody to make sure that your phones are shut off and everybody's got their badges on. If you're coming up, and make sure that you've signed in. And with that, I will, before we go to our, let's do our minutes once. Yeah.
Seconded.
Senator Solano has moved to approve. Senator Boland has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And they are approved. Our pages, we have two new pages today. If you'd come up and tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're going to go to school.
Hi, I'm Ellen Lewis from Howard, and I plan on attending University of Minnesota next fall.
Hi, I'm Hannah Weinheimer. I'm from Oneida, and I plan on attending SDSU next fall.
Wonderful. Well, let's get to work then. We'll pull up on our docket, HB 1110. And welcome, Senator.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Transportation Committee. My name is John Wick, Senator District 4. And we have a great problem solver bill today, if my computer would wake up. There's a couple of gray areas in the law, and House Bill 1110 was crafted to make some of those more black and white. There are some genuine experts with the situation here in the room that caused us to bring up the bill, so I'm just going to turn it over to them, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator. And proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Senate Transportation Committee. My name is Steve Hamilton. I'm a member of the South Dakota Transportation Association. I have been a school bus driver for 14 years and currently a school bus dispatcher and trainer for the Rapid City Area Schools. HB 1110 clarifies what constitutes a lane of travel when a turning lane is in between two lanes of travel in each direction. In Pennington County, school bus drivers have reported vehicles that are used in the turning lane to drive around cars that have legally stopped for a school bus. These careless drivers will drive between a car and dangerously close to the school bus while violating the school bus stop sign. It would seem a clear violation of law. Unfortunately, the current law allows the turning lane to be thought of as a driving lane, thereby allowing the interpretation that the two-lane road is actually a three-lane road with two lanes of travel in the opposite direction. On roads with two or more lanes in opposite direction, traffic is not required to stop for a school bus according to the present law. I believe that was never the intent of the current law. On February 27th of 2015, a student was crossing Sturgis Road near Blackhawk in front of a school bus with its deployed stop sign and its red lights flashing when such a careless driver swung into the center lane to pass the car in front of it that had stopped for the school bus. According to the bus driver, if the student had not providentially dropped her backpack in front of the bus as she was crossing the road, she would likely have been a casualty that would have garnered national attention. HB 1110 provides the stipulation that says a lane, and I'm quoting, a lane that is designed solely for the purpose of turning is not considered a lane of travel for purposes of this section. This change in law will not prevent such careless drivers, but at least we would be able to prosecute them for a violation of law. Further, HB 1110 standardizes the speed in which vehicles can travel by a school bus in certain situations, setting the speed limit to 15 miles per hour. 15 miles per hour is also the current speed in school zones with present children or children present. It should help prevent any misunderstandings if vehicles had to travel by a school bus in a school zone while the bus had its amber lights flashing. I would urge the passage of HB 1110 by this committee. Mr. Chair, I also have two statements by the Deputy State Attorney, Pennington County, if I might read that.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The first one is from Angela Shute, who's the Deputy State's Attorney, Pennington County State's Attorney's Office, and she is the present prosecuting attorney in that office. She writes, HB 1110 clears up the language of South Dakota Codified Law 32326 and helps to clarify what constitutes a school bus stop violation. Under HB 1110, violations fall under two categories: those that occur on highways that have less than two lanes of travel in each direction, and those that occur on highways with two or more lanes of travel in each direction. HB 1110 then sets out what constitutes a violation in each category. Both when the school bus has its amber warning lights flashing and when it has its red lights flashing. In addition, the provision that, quote, a lane that is designated solely for the purpose of turning is not considered a lane of travel for purposes of this section, unquote, is important as there has been some disagreement among bus drivers and prosecutors as to whether that turning lane constitutes a lane of travel, thereby making the road a highway with two or more lanes of travel in each direction. For example, the Pennington County State's Attorney's Office has in the past considered a turning lane to be a lane of travel and declined to prosecute violation against such drivers for traveling in the opposite direction as a school bus who failed to stop, as would be required if the road was considered one with less than two lanes of travel in each direction. HB 1110 promotes the safety of school children by clearly setting out the law as to school bus stop violations, providing notice to motor vehicle operators that they must slow down or stop for school buses. School bus drivers can make better reports to local prosecutors, who can then make more informed decisions about how to proceed with criminal or civil penalties. Again, that was Angela Shute, Deputy State's Attorney. The other letter is written by Kinsley Grote, who was the former Deputy State's Attorney who used to have that position. She has now moved on to the city of Rapid City as an attorney. She writes, my name is Kinsley Grote. I am a former Deputy State's Attorney who was in charge of pursuing school bus stop violations. I am in support of House Bill 1110. This legislation is designed to fix and clarify some problematic areas of the main bus stop violation statute, South Dakota Clarified Law 32326. As things stand today, the statutes have some gray gaps or gray areas that need to be filled and clarified. First, South Dakota Clarified Law 32326 tells a driver what they must do when a two-lane highway and a four-lane highway, but not a three-lane highway. A three-lane highway is a highway with two lanes going in one direction and one lane going in the opposite direction. The legislation fills that gap and requires anyone on a highway that has less than two lanes of travel in each direction, most often a two- or three-lane highway, to slow down for ambers, warning lights, and stop for flashing red lights. Additionally, the legislation clarifies that a lane designated solely for turning is not considered a lane. For example, for roads with a center turn lane that allows vehicles to turn across traffic in each direction, the center turn lane is not considered a lane of travel, so vehicles going in each direction will have to slow down for amber warning lights and stop for flashing red lights. The legislation decreases the speed at which the driver may pass a bus that has its amber warning lights on. The new speed would be 15 miles per hour, which is the required speed in a school zone. The change is out of concern for the safety of children who enter and exit from school buses and school bus drivers and assistants. It also creates a uniform speed for school buses and zones, which is easier for the public to remember. Finally, there are some grammatical fixes that make the statute easier to read and understand. For instance, the word approaches replaces meets and overtakes, because approaches can mean from any direction, and it does not imply having to reach and pass the bus. Thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be available for questions.
Thank you. Further proponents of HB 1110. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tim Steichen. I am the president of the South Dakota School Transportation Association and the transportation supervisor for the Watertown School District. I've been in my current position in Watertown for the past 20 years and as president of the association for 10. I actually started driving school bus when I was 19 years old in Brookings, South Dakota. But I just want to talk today about the support that the association has for this bill. It was brought up by Mr. Hamilton this past summer at our meeting in Huron, and it was debated and discussed for its merits and its possible problems, but we couldn't really find any problems. So the body of the association voted in favor of endorsing this bill, and we encourage the committee to go ahead and vote for passage of this bill today. It as other people have said, it's kind of a opportunity to clarify something that's been on the books for a long time, that there weren't a lot of turning lanes back when these rules were drawn up, I think, back in 1989. There were some, obviously, but it wasn't everywhere like they are now. I mean, you're out in the middle of the country and you'll find a turning lane at an ethanol plant and that sort of thing. And you see more of them, and it just needs to be clarified that a turning lane is not a lane of travel. It is simply for turning. So with that, I'll end, and I'll be available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. For the proponents of HB 1110. And last call for proponents of HB 1110. Seeing none, we'll move on to opponent testimony of HB 1110. And last call for opponents of HB 1110. Seeing none, we will move on then to committee questions. Seeing no questions, move on then to committee discussion and or action. Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move to pass on House Bill 1110. Just very briefly, although maybe is seen as a cleanup, clearly has big ramifications for our students and our bus drivers. So appreciate you bringing it forward and kind of getting up to date with and how our roads are constructed and marked in today's environment. So I appreciate that.
Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I, too, want to thank the sponsors for bringing forth legislation. I just also have to have a little aside to share that having Mr. Steichen come testify is kind of bittersweet for me. When I was teaching in Watertown at Lake Area Tech, I would usually have to utilize his services, and then I even got trained in to be a school bus driver also, and so he was my instructor for that and gave me the test and everything. But as you can tell, he spent half of his career as president of the association, so he's very dedicated to the School Superintendents Association for bus driving. So thank you. Encourage support.
Seeing no other comments, we have a due pass for HB 1110. Madam Secretary, you would call the roll.
Senators Boland?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Russell? Solano?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Stahl is excused. And Otten?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
Senator Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move consent on this particular bill.
Second.
Senator Boland has moved consent. Senator Solano has seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? HB 1110 is going down to the floor on the consent calendar. Just so that everybody is aware, keep advised of, if you want a summer study on anything, let me know. We'll be meeting again Friday, two bills, and we'll be starting at 8:30. With that, I would Oh, you guys, it's great to watch. I'll enter a motion to adjourn. Senator Russell has moved to adjourn. Senator Slinell has seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.